Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Freedom Report podcast. If you enjoy our show today, do me a favor, subscribe to us on iTunes, or if you don't have an Apple device, you can also find us on Stitcher. Just download the Android app and subscribe to the Freedom Report. If you enjoy the show, give us a 5-star review at iTunes and leave us a written review to help us spread the message of economic freedom and personal liberty. Now to the show. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Freedom Report podcast. I'm your host, Austin Peterson. Thank you very much for tuning in today. And today is going to be a topic that is probably not going to win me a lot of fans, but you know what? Leif Bieberson isn't scared of taking on the dangerous topics, ladies and gentlemen. That's why this show has a big audience, is because I'm not a politician, so I don't have to pander to some crazy constituency. I can say it like it is, like I see it, and I am not going to hold back today, ladies and gentlemen, because we're talking about an issue of which I am very passionate about, because it is one that concerns the health and welfare of all of us, ladies and gentlemen. Now, libertarians, we sometimes get a bad rap for being such hardcore individualists. We get a bad rap because we're the type of people who are self-sufficient. We believe in taking care of ourselves and our own, and that is at the core of our philosophy. And we get a bad rap because liberals will say, well, you don't understand, you live in a community. You know, you live on the planet Earth, and you have to deal with the rest of these humans. And you know, sometimes those concerns are unfounded, but sometimes those concerns are true. And the truth is that no man is an island. We all live in an ecosystem together. That is why you cannot pollute your neighbor's property. That is why you cannot release toxic gas and smoke and carcinogens into the air without having to deal with the issues of other people's private property rights. And when we're talking about private property rights in the context of what we're discussing today, we're talking about vaccines. We're talking about something where the idea of property rights, it can't be boiled down to the idea of just a simple line on a map. Oh, I own this property, you own that property, this is your body, that's my body. And a lot of libertarians, perhaps they might want to say, hey, well, this is my child, this is my child's body. But if they're carrying an infectious disease, then all of a sudden they become a danger, not only to themselves, but to others. And you cannot step onto my property and infect me with an infectious disease. And unfortunately, it appears that the very powerful anti-vaccination lobby is doing just that. Now, let me explain. This is from The Hill today. The CDC is warning of a large outbreak of measles. Director Tom Frieden on Sunday warned that the U.S. could see a large outbreak. We are very concerned by the growing number of people who are susceptible to measles and the possibility that we could have a large outbreak in this country as a result, Frieden said on Face the Nation. There are at least 102 reported cases in 14 states, according to the CDC. Frieden said the U.S. is likely to see more cases. He said that there is aggressive public health action to identify those with measles, isolate those sick, and quarantine those who have been exposed. But, he said, the best way to prevent the spread of measles was vaccination. Frieden said, despite the U.S.'s 92% vaccination rate, there is growing evidence more parents are not vaccinating their children. What we've seen is, over the last few years, a small but growing number of people have not been vaccinated. That number is building up among young adults in society, and that makes us vulnerable. Frieden acknowledged that some parents are concerned about the safety of vaccines or think that measles no longer exists. One in six kids could have a fever 10 days after, but the vaccine is safe and effective. And for those parents that may think that measles is gone, it's still here, and it can be quite serious. Frieden also appeared on ABC's This Week, urging parents to vaccinate their children. What you do for your own kids doesn't just affect your family. It affects other families as well, he said. The more kids who are not vaccinated, the more they're at risk, and the more they put their neighbors' kids' risks as well. And that really is the issue, ladies and gentlemen, the issue of individual liberty. Well, if you are deciding not to vaccinate your children, well, then you have that right. You know, I don't think that the government should be stepping in and, you know, forcing needles into kids' arms. Maybe some people do. They believe in forced vaccinations of children. And certainly I know that Rick Perry got in trouble for attempting to make the Gardasil, the HPV vaccine in Texas, mandatory, and that certainly goes against individual liberty. But we're going to be talking about presidential candidates today, the people who are the big people in the news. We're going to be talking about Chris Christie. We're going to be talking about Rand Paul. We're going to be talking about Ben Carson, and we're going to be talking about Hillary, and we're also going to just take a jab at President Obama because President Obama actually waded into this debate in 2008 when he was running for president. And I've got his words here. We're going to look and see what President Obama had to say about this issue, and we're going to compare it to the other candidates. Now, first of all, let me say, obviously, I'm very pro-vaccination, but I'm also a libertarian. So I agree with some of the comments by you may have seen by Senator Rand Paul and Chris Christie, where they said, hey, you know, this should be up to a parent's choice. It's up to a parent's choice, right? So I agree with that. However, unfortunately, Rand Paul appears to be suffering from foot-in-mouth disease. Now, what do I mean when I say foot-in-mouth disease? What I'm saying here is that Senator Rand Paul didn't just say, I think that parents have the right to choose what they do with their kids. He went one further. He took it a little too far and said, I've heard of many tragic cases of walking, talking, normal children who wound up with profound mental disorders after vaccines. Ouch. Okay, so obviously Paul's background as a doctor are going to give his comments extra weight. And, you know, what's funny is that so many of the nuts and fruit, you know, fruitcakes and you know, the Fruit Loops of the fringe, you know, who have hated Rand for so long because he's not like his father, all of a sudden, no, now we support Rand. Why? Because he supports your Fruit Loop, you know, lunatic antics, because he supports your crazy issues now. Oh, so now you support him, right? Because he's going to pander to the Fruit Loop lobby, and of which there is a great many. You know, it's hard to be smart, ladies and gentlemen. You understand? So when people try and say, oh, well, there's a lot of us and we got Jenny McCarthy on board and all that stuff. Well, just remember, this is why people don't like democracy. This is why libertarians don't like democracy, because the masses are stupid. Okay? Individuals are smart, perhaps. But of course, a lot of people are going to be crazy and stupid and try and spread a lot of bullshit, because it takes a lot of work to be smart, right? In order for you to be a doctor who advocates for vaccines, you have to work very hard. But I don't know where Rand is getting this stuff, and he is really putting himself in danger by taking it this far, because he sounds kind of kooky. And I like Rand. But I'm just being objective, ladies and gentlemen, and when I talk about these issues, I'm doing this not because I'm not biased, because I certainly am, but I'm fair. And I've done the research on vaccines, but you know what? I'm not a doctor either. And so, in some sense, you do have to trust what doctors have to say, but when someone comes out and says something like what Rand says, I've heard of many tragic cases of walking, talking, normal children who wound up with profound mental disorders after vaccines, well, you better have some evidence to back that up. You better have some evidence to back that up. You can't just say, I've heard of many cases, and not expect someone to follow up on that and say, oh, really? So let's see some of these cases. And certainly, Megyn Kelly on Fox News with Judge Napolitano last night, they addressed this issue. I mean, go to the Libertarian Republic right now and read this story, read this article, watch the video. You know, the judge rightfully defended Rand Paul's comments about, you know, parents having the right to choose, and Christie saying parents have the right to choose. But then the judge even said, you know, most fears are irrational. And yes, he's right. Most fears are irrational. You know, and people say, well, what about, here's a good example of something that the critics will say, well, what about the vaccination courts? What about the time, what about parents who have been awarded judgments from judges whose parents, their children have been damaged by vaccines? Well, did you know that drugs sometimes have side effects? Huh? Did you know that if you go and you take chemotherapy, it has a bad side effect? Did you know that ibuprofen has side effects? Vaccines are just like that. They're just like any other type of a medicine. They do sometimes actually have side effects. So if someone got sick because of a vaccine, you might say, oh my gosh, vaccines, they cause sickness, da da da. Well, yeah, so does ibuprofen. So does aspirin, Tylenol, you know? No one ever said that all medicines are always perfect and they work all the time. And just because the FDA approves something doesn't mean that it won't necessarily get recalled later. Yeah, governments make mistakes. But here's the problem. You're focusing on the mistake. You're focusing on the hits and you're ignoring all the misses. You see, the problem with conspiracy theory thinking, ladies and gentlemen, is a tendency to over-exaggerate hits and to ignore the misses. This is why people believe in psychics. Right? So here's the thinking behind this, the mental thinking. So when a psychic comes in and does a reading, right, people ignore all the times that they were wrong on their guesses, but they focus on the times they were right. And this is what vaccine conspiracy theorists are doing. They're focusing on all the hits, the few times that a kid got sick because they maybe they had an autoimmune disorder and so they reacted poorly to the vaccine. You know, that's going to happen. But it is absolutely wrongheaded to believe that there may be some, number one, some overarching government big pharma conspiracy to try and, you know, give kids autism. And it's wrong to try and say, well, in the last 10 years with the rise of all these new vaccines, we've had the rise of autism. Yes, we've also had a rise in the amount of peanut butter sandwiches that people eat. Does that mean that peanut butter sandwiches mean that are giving kids autism? No, ladies and gentlemen, correlation does not equal causation. So if you're seeing more kids getting autism, perhaps we're just now starting to learn, and we're starting to diagnose it properly. You know, and listen, I know that my competitors, like Alex Jones and a few other people that I will not name here, are fear-mongering the shit out of you, okay? They're sitting down doing the same thing I'm doing. They got $1 million budget, and they're lying to you, okay? And you know why they're doing it? You know why they're doing that? Why they're stirring it up? Because you guys eat it up. Because you pay for their dinners. Because you're the reason that their advertising budget is so big. Because because like Ron Paul said, ladies and gentlemen, truth is treason in the empire of lies. And those conspiracy theorists and their websites, they sit on a tower, on a throne of lies that they feed to you, and you eat it up. You eat it up. You know why? Because a lot of bored housewives sitting around ain't got nothing better to do on their day off from work, and they're taking care of their kids, and they're on naturalnews.com, and they're on Prison Planet, and they're bored, and they think that they got some sort of information. Everybody wants to feel like they've got something, that they know the truth that nobody else knows. But I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, this is not the case. It's not the case in this time. And let's look at, I want to get into the politics of this. So I want to talk about this. I'm done, you know, berating conspiracy theorists for a moment. But I want to get into the politics of this because I want to talk to you about how politicians use you, how they pander to you, how they lie to you, the same way the conspiracy theorists lie to you. And I want to talk about that because there have been some statements by these presidential candidates that, to me, I think goes to show just how BS, you know, these politicians are. Listen to this. In 2008, as a senator and presidential candidate, Obama discussed the possible link between vaccines and autism. We've seen just a skyrocketing autism rate, Obama said in 2008. Some people are suspicious that it's connected to the vaccines, this person included. And when he said that, the Tommy Vietor showed that Obama had pointed to a member of the audience when he said this person included. So right now, you know, it's not necessarily saying that it's him, this person included. But he did continue. Obama said, the science right now is inconclusive, but we have to research it. Oh, my God. Now... Ever since then, he's changed his mind since he became the president, because he's not actually a nut. He's smart. He's smart, you know, and these politicians are smart to pander to that weirdo lobby. Because you know why? Because those people do vote. Those people will chase down a politician because they think that they're helping their kids. And I want to make a comparison here, ladies and gentlemen, that no libertarian is going to like, but I'm going to do this because I like to play devil's advocate, because I like to be objective, ladies and gentlemen, and I don't care if it makes you angry, because I'm going to do what I think is the right thing to do based on my own set of morals and ethics, you know? I'm not a slave to dogma. But let me ask you a question. If you think that you as a parent, you have total parental rights over your child and what goes into their body, what goes out of their body, and it's your decision on whether or not to vaccinate them, do you have a choice? Do you have the right to starve your child? Do you have the right to deny them food? Do you have the right to deny them water? Okay, so then let me ask you a question. If you think that your child should not be vaccinated, right, do you think that you also have the right to not... to deny child food to your child? Okay, so even as a libertarian, you have to understand there are some limits to what you can do to a child until something becomes negligent. And I'm not saying that not vaccinating your child is necessarily negligent, although I think it probably is. But what I'm saying is that there are some limits, because again, you do not own your children, okay? You don't. They own their own bodies, and they own their own lives and individuals. I mean, listen, anti-vaccine freaks, what about all the Christian Scientists and you know, who let their kids die because they, or Jehovah's Witnesses or whatever, the people who don't take their kids to the hospitals because they've got the flu and they don't believe in modern medicine? You know, what is that, their right too? Come on. At some point, ladies and gentlemen, you know, you cannot be negligent with your children. Now, I don't know what the solution is here, but I do know the first act is to step up and call crazy what crazy is, and to say, hey, you know, ladies and gentlemen, you got to take care of your kids. You cannot just leave them in a dumpster, and if you don't vaccinate them and you send them to school, you're a criminal. Okay, even Judge Napolitano said that. He said specifically that if you don't vaccinate your child and you send them to school, you're a criminal. And I'll take it one step further. And so what I want to say is, ladies and gentlemen, that if you have a strong belief on this, fine. But again, there are communities for people like yourself. You know, they're called Amish. You know, you can go and work with the Amish, live with the Amish, and be totally at peace. I mean, I'm pretty sure that there's going to be a community for you somewhere. But now, what happens is that you're inflicting your child on the rest of us. Well, that's why I don't believe in mandatory vaccines, but I do believe in quarantine, absolutely, because you don't have the right to infect me with your germs, right? So just because you're a crazy woo woo woo. You want to say, hey, I can just walk around in public. No, no, no. If you're a carrier of disease, then you should be quarantined. And that's libertarian, just so you know. Just so you know. Because you don't have the right to be a crazy wacko conspiracy theorist and have measles and then inflict that on everyone else, because that's a violation of my property rights. That's a violation of my individual liberty, because I chose properly. Now you say, well, if you've been vaccinated, why do you have to worry? Because, idiots, what happens is that the measles grow into a super virus. They evolve, they mutate. Do you believe in evolution? Do you understand how viruses and bacteria are? We are on a constant war. We have been at war with viruses and bacteria for hundreds of thousands of years. We are in a constant struggle against these diseases. And, you know, the problem here is, too, a lot of libertarians and a lot of kooky, crazy people say, well, but the CDC said it and the FDA said it, so you trust the government? No, I don't have to trust the government to know that vaccines are going to stop disease. You know, it's always black or white thinking with these people. And I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, but you've got to get your head out of your butts on this, okay? All right? And politicians who pander on the vaccine issue are not doing anybody any favors, okay? And you know, the vaccine lobby, like the judge says in the interview, very powerful lobby, very powerful lobby. And people are always like, Austin, well, what about this or what about that? Man, every single case, it's either been debunked or it's been, you know, or it's just been, it can be easily explained away by an understanding of how the law works, you know? So, I mean, what really are your concerns here, ladies and gentlemen? What are the real concerns? You know, I think that Rand Paul definitely stuck his foot in his mouth with his comments. You know, Ben Carson came out and said something similar to Christie, you know, but he's pro-vaccine. Hillary Clinton, pro-vaccine. Rand Paul, pro-vaccine, perhaps. But, oh no, here's another story. Rand Paul doubles down on vaccine stance. Listen to this from CNBC. I don't understand. He said that vaccines should be voluntary. I don't understand the point of why that'd be controversial. Agreed. And then he says that maybe you're aware of there's a huge problem right now. On CNBC's Closing Bell, host Kelly Evans pushed back against the senator, saying, maybe you're not aware of this huge problem right now caused by parents deciding that measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine is voluntary. Paul responded he's heard many tragic cases of walking, talking, normal children, which I said earlier, but he made sure to note he wasn't arguing vaccines are a bad idea. Really, Rand? They're not a bad idea? Really? Now, these two got into a big back and forth, and Paul accused her of mischaracterizing and confusing the whole situation, which he's right. He's right. You know, the left wants to destroy him. They want to smash him. But he's been given a lot of rope with which to hang himself. And so in order to be objective, ladies and gentlemen, we have to say, why is Rand doing this? Why, Rand? Please don't. Please, no. Just don't pander to those truthers. You know, like, please don't go on Alex Jones, okay? Just stop, right? Stop. Don't make the same mistakes that your dad did, right? You got to win the GOP nomination. And you can do it by standing on principle. But don't pander to these weirdos. Don't pander to these kooks. Don't pander to these conspiracy theorists. Ladies and gentlemen, get vaccinated. I mean, please, voluntarily, all right? And if you don't understand how herd immunity works, it's very simple. You know, Penn and Teller created a fantastic video for you, 2 minutes long, about how herd immunity works. You know, the more of us who are vaccinated, the weaker the viruses get. But the more people who are unvaccinated, the stronger the viruses get. It's very simple science, ladies and gentlemen. Very simple science, all right? Or again, if you don't want to get vaccinated, that's fine. Just stay in your hole, okay? Don't come out. You do not have freedom of movement if you decide that you do not want to get vaccinated, right? You can have freedom not to get vaccinated, but just stay in the hole in the ground, stay in the happening bunker, but do not inflict your poisons and diseases on the rest of us. And don't argue that, you know, don't try and argue settled science on this, okay? Because it's absolutely BS quackery. And I will debate anyone on this. So come at me, bros. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to the Freedom Report podcast. If you enjoyed our show today, subscribe on iTunes. Give it 5 stars. If you also like the show, you can go to Stitcher, go to the Android app. New Libertarian Republic website is up. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks a lot. Yesterday we had an awesome show. We had we were talking about Miriam Weeks, the porn star. And oh my gosh, I was criticizing the guy from National Review who wrote this piece. And he started tweeting at me. And then all of a sudden, Bell Knox, a.k.a. Miriam Weeks, or, you know, a.k.a. Bell Knox, her name's Miriam Weeks. She started tweeting, too, and we got into a big Twitter battle. It was pretty awesome. If you go to my Twitter account, my professional one, it's the_producer14, and you can see the back and forth, the exchange with Kevin Williamson over the National Review over the porn star and her libertarian leanings. And the good news is that Miriam agreed to come on this show, on this podcast, so we will have the porn star soon on this show. My lady, my love, who I white knighted for. But Miriam has said she'll be on the show, which is very exciting, and I'm looking forward to it. And I'm sure you are too, but just don't forget, come back every single day to your home for economic freedom and personal liberty at the Libertarian Republic.